Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's extravaganza, Chick hits his car and a long Starbucks order. That's coming up right after this.
Joining us in the studio, comedian Tim Wilson is here. Tim, how's your Uncle BS doing?
Well, he's doing pretty good.
He's famous for his stories, I know.
Well, sure. You know, you get that relative in your family that lies like a dog. Everybody's got that guy. My family's name was Benford Smith Wilson. Kind of got slept at the YMCA a lot alone. You know the guy I'm talking
That's
about.
A good look.
But anyway, you walk up to him and, Uncle BS, where were you in the summer of 1956? Summer of 56, city bus driver, Montgomery, Alabama. Rest for the steering wheel, trying to get a 14-year-old to turn Elvis down so I can figure out how many black people I can squeeze on and still have room up front for the white folks. Best-looking woman in North America crawls on my bus. Peroxide hair, legs up to her hind end, 40D cup staring me right square in the eye. I'm hoping she'll sit in the third seat from the front, my eyeballing seat. I look up in the rearview mirror, damn if Rosa Parks ain't in my eyeballing seat. I can sit here and look at Rosa for the next 15 miles or get her to get up and give Miss Nude Alabama her seat. Rosa knows I ain't had a date in 6 months. Picks today to turn into a civil rights martyr. Just goes to show every time I see a good-looking woman, somebody makes a federal case out of her.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We were discussing various COVID cures. Some lady is on the member of parliament in India suggests you drink cow urine. I was making the point that maybe it's time to get some of these voices stopped. I mentioned if someone said you could cure it with a baseball bat in your keister, would you do it? And apparently Josh has tried it. I told you not to use the pine tar.
Yeah, boy, that
would sting.
A lot like waxing.
Yeah. Or a fungo bat. That's a way to go.
Yeah, I should have used a fungo. Dang it.
Do you know that? Do you get that reference?
Yeah.
You do?
The plastic bat? No.
Fungo bat. Josh, you want to take this one?
Yes, it's a much smaller type bat.
Slender.
Yeah, very...
Used for batting practice.
Exactly.
Oh.
Makes the ball go...
A lot of truck drivers use it to test the pressure of their tires. They take fungos. I promise you.
Really?
I used to sell fungos to truck drivers all the time.
Really?
They tap them or something?
Yeah,
or?
They tap the drives to just check the pressure.
Are you messing with us?
Not at all.
Okay. I could not tell.
Truck drivers... good to know.
Yeah. I think when I, in another life, I used to hang out at truck stops and I can see the drivers going around to the back of the,
really?
Yeah, thumping their tires.
The back then tap their tires with some kind of stick and I always wondered what that was. It was a fungo bat.
Not always a fungo, but I sold a handful. I have sold plenty of fungos too.
There are those nights you get kind of lonely.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying.
Do you guys have a baseball bat in your house just like there?
Yeah.
Like by the door or by your bed? Or?
Oh, no, I got one in the garage with the baseballs.
Okay, yeah, mine are in the garage, too.
Mine are, I have, I'm sorry, but I, of course, have the Rawlings bat you gave me. It has
sure.
my name on it,
mm-hmm.
and I have the Louisville Slugger. That's the Louisville Slugger people.
I would never have a problem with anybody owning
a
Louisville Slugger.
As we speak right now where you are sitting, if I'm not mistaken, there's a baseball bat to your right.
Yes, there is. It's another Rawlings there, Big Six.
There you go, right there.
Chicken
yeah.
McGee on it.
Yeah.
Because every now and then I'll need this sound.
There you go.
If I were buying a baseball glove, 100% Rawlings. I'm buying a wooden bat, I'd take a look at a Louisville. Not that Rawlings wood bats are bad. They're
well,
not,
and, sure. and don't but, cheat yourself. If you go to Louisville, Kentucky, please stop at the Louisville Slugger Museum.
Have you seen the museum? Sure. There's that they have this gigantic bat.
Yeah, I just drove through there.
At the top of the bat, there's a beautiful restaurant. It's some of the finest in overhead rotational dining you'll see in this
really?
Country.
How old is that?
Top of the bat?
Yes, it's canted, by the way. So that your water tends to spill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
No, they fixed that.
They did.
Problem.
Oh, well, because the bat,
opening night,
the bat isn't vertical.
Yes.
It's kind of got.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
They serve every beverage in gravy boats now, so that it sort of can slide around.
Okay. I'm sorry. A huge event, by the way, coming to Louisville. We were talking about the gigantic event that is the Olympics, which I'm hoping will take place. Louisville's got one of the big festivals coming, the Louder Than Life Music Festival in September, featuring, among others, Metallica, Judas Priest, Staind, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop!
And Lollapalooza is going to happen.
Oh, okay.
This summer as well.
Okay.
Are you going, Willie?
I think I'll go maybe for a one-off night. Yeah. I think I'm a little too old to do the three-day festival now.
Really?
My hangovers make me sad now. My hangovers make me so sad.
Yeah.
You can't do the multiple days.
This
it's too
schedule
much.
Will do that.
You
It'll
think
mess
so?
Up your hangovers, yeah.
Really? Is that
yeah.
true?
Yeah, it will.
That's good. Well, who knows? You know, you guys have a drinking problem, so let's talk about it. Let's open this up.
Back in the day, my hangover wouldn't even kick in until like halfway through the show. That was a good morning. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nice. For who?
I mean, kick in a negative way, smart ass.
You're in a really good mood considering you ran into a car this morning.
What?
I well, wasn't I've, going to
I feel we've buried
that.
The lead.
Uh-huh. Okay, not mine, I'm hoping.
No, it was in his own driveway.
I pulled out of my driveway. I had my baby car parked at the corner.
Oh, no.
And I walked around. I saw it parked. Willie can't stop. I saw it there, and I got in the car, and... Yeah, I tapped it. It caused some scratches on the the tiny car.
Pulled
yeah.
it out of the garage.
Yeah,
because he was going to go get it washed. He's going to let Max drive it to prom this weekend.
What are you, nuts?
And then he ran into it.
Because why? What's the reason?
Because it was there.
I'm an idiot.
No, I would argue with you, but I've done the same thing.
Yeah, this is the second time.
In my case, it wasn't my fault.
This time was much more pleasant than.
I said, was your car beeping? Well, yeah, but by the time I realized it was beeping, I was too close and I ran into it.
Do you know what? Why?
Yeah, I know why Tom claims that his accident
oh,
wasn't
yeah.
his fault.
I love
fault,
this explanation.
But
I got home, I went to an NFL game, got home, yep. parked in my driveway.
Right.
Went inside, realized I needed a coffee.
Right.
Okay. Went outside, put my car in reverse. And someone had parked behind me.
But you still have to look behind you when you move your vehicle.
I had just parked it.
I'm telling you.
Did you know that there was another person at your house?
There's always 30 like
there's
people.
There's always someone at my house.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It is insane at his house.
Maybe you should have a parking lot.
You know what? You absolutely,
no. Parking wait, garage.
You absolutely. You need to call Mark right now. You need a parking. You need to get a parking lot. It's crazy, and there's rules, and no one knows the rules. And they,
except Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get that.
You can't park. You get a
parking.
Cool lot with one of those lazy Susans that'll turn your car around.
Or no, oh, get the go. One like the stackable. On the side of the interstate.
Yeah.
Elevator. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could we move on? Sorry.
However, the first time.
Dugard.
The first time. Wait, three or four? What are you?
Oh, I got to read this. Why? Because it starts, Josh is right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a truck driver. She pounded her tires with a hammer or bat before every drive.
Bet there she pounds go. Other stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so the girl comes up with the suggestion that Louisville Slugger is somehow a dildo. I'm so sorry. Don't read the guy's name. I don't want to embarrass him.
This morning's backing into something went a lot better than the first time it happened. We were redoing a bathroom in one of the many, many, many homes, and I backed into the... one of those giant trash collectors that they bring to your house.
Oh, yeah.
A dumpster?
That'll do some
yeah.
damage.
That was the
heavy.
First.
Okay, Tom.
That was the first morning I decided I got to get out of this. I can't. This can't continue.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Hey, guess what time it is, kids? Today in sports history. That's right. I do my today in sports history.
Poorly.
Totally on me. On this day in 1928, Dolph Schayes was born. Dolph Schayes, American Basketball Hall of Famer, Syracuse Nationals. Do you even know Syracuse had a basketball in the NBA? Philadelphia 76ers. He played from 48 to 63.
Not aware of the gentleman.
Dolph Schayes? Oh, he's a legendary name in the NBA.
Is it D-O-L-P-H?
D-O-L-P-H. That's exactly right. He was born in New York City in 1928, passed away in 2015. And on this day, one of the all-time bad boys, Bill Laimbeer, my exact age, born on this day in 1957.
Him and Pol Pot.
Him. It goes Pot.
Share a birthday.
Laimbeer. John Sally, I think.
Laimbeer had better numbers in the NBA than Pol Pot. Depends what numbers you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Pot put up some pretty good numbers. On this day in 1936, the NFL draft started. Their first picking of college talent.
Hmm.
It started on this day, Tom. Isn't that
in what year?
1936.
Okay.
On this day in 1905, Tom Jenkins wins the heavyweight wrestling championship. He beat Frank Gotcha.
He did.
What was his motto?
Nobody lost.
Gotcha.
His name's Frank. Gotcha.
Frank Gotcha.
Gotcha.
I hope he yelled it every time he pinned somebody.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
All right, Frank.
His brother Dick Gotcha.
No.
Father of 27.
No. Hey, Dick Gotcha. And that's today in sports history, and that's today in sports from the guy who backed into a car in his own driveway. thank you very much. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
Thank you very much, Chick McGee.
Hey, this has started now. Dear dumbasses.
Oh, hi. Hello. Yeah, that's awesome.
The year I turned 40, I was having a rough year. In addition to turning 40, lost my job to budget cuts. We were having serious flooding, which took out our pool and flooded the basement. I decided to go to the gym and back out with a lot on my mind. I slammed into my husband's truck so hard the two vehicles stuck together.
Oh.
Long story short, $5,000 damage to each vehicle.
Yikes.
Now, we're talking about this because Chick backed into his,
yes,
he's got a little sporty,
yes,
little
and I was going
car.
To let Jess's son Max drive it to prom, and now, or as I call him, Morty, he's going to,
I got a guy that can buff it out for you. Yeah, I have done the same thing. I've never been in a serious car accident, but I have backed into a car in my own driveway.
I have too.
Totally sober on my way to get coffee at 4 in the afternoon. But the car wasn't there when I'd parked it 2 minutes before I walked out of my house, and for some reason didn't open my eyes.
And you took Ace's book, Unreasonable Confidence, and you looked up Chapter 8, and when you have a traffic problem, it's never your fault.
Yeah, right. Well,
see, this is called object permanence, and most babies learn it by about 2 years old. An object can go away.
I'll tell you what, that sound, though. When you think you're just starting to do the thing where you turn around to look back as you're going toward the street, and there's that.
Yep. Yep. Heard it.
How did I hit that?
Makes you a pucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
An astute listener said, didn't Pat just get a new car recently? He already has tape on it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. He had tape on it after, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
That's exactly
right. He didn't have it for very long.
He had tape out of the dealership lot.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on here. What else do we got over there?
Australia's.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We plugged the Starbucks thing. Can we do that? If those of you that go to Starbucks or any coffee shops.
A Starbucks barista had a story that went viral. It was a massive 13-ingredient order, and his tweet got him fired. The website called The Takeout reports that earlier this month, a man named Edward placed an order for a venti caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino.
Now, that means a large caramel, whatever the hell it is, ribbon crunch frappuccino. Then he
includes these things in his order. 5 bananas, extra caramel drizzle, extra whipped cream, extra ice, extra cinnamon dulce sprinkles, 7 pumps of dark caramel sauce, extra caramel crunch topping, 1 pump of honey blend, extra salted butter topping, 5 pumps of frappuccino roast, and 7 frappuccino chips made with heavy cream and double blended.
Okay.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
That's completely ridiculous.
The barista named Josie tweeted a photo of the massive order sticker on the venti cup and wrote, on today's episode of Why I Want to Quit My Job.
Well, then you get fired.
Yeah, and that's what happened.
Yes.
The image went viral.
Oh, so you'd order this?
No, but somebody definitely has the right to order it.
So you're having a nice busy day, and this a-hole in front of you orders something that's going to take them an hour to make?
Then they shouldn't offer these things.
You should just say, we don't do that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I imagine that they order this through the app because
they did.
It's very easy to customize things.
Well, and then it's even less of a problem.
And there's no one to say, hey, sir, actually five bananas is a little too many.
Yeah. Right. Josie was fired for violating the company's social media policy.
Of course she was.
While his employer issued a statement supporting customers' customization orders.
With what Josh is arguing.
Now, I'm saying if this guy's in front of me in the drive-thru, make him pull forward, slash his tires.
This guy didn't do anything.
Break his windshield with a bat and tell him never to come back.
No.
That seems excessive.
Yeah.
But.
Well, here you go. Inside Edition reunited Edward and Josie, the latter of whom appeared to hold no animosity over losing his job, whereas Edward seemed to take his viral fame in stride, especially since he now has a drink named after him.
Oh,
it's called the A-hole?
It's called the Edward.
No, I think that there are people that do, like, there are people that customize every single meal that they order just like it's a power trip.
Yes.
Like, it's a weird flex.
Yeah, this guy probably
and I don't
has
like
no
it.
Life.
Yes.
And now, did you hear that? She used the word, that's a weird flex. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, he knows.
Al should have taught. I think Al did teach you.
A weird flex?
A weird flex.
It's a flex.
Just flex.
Yeah. A flex.
What does it mean?
It just means it's a weird way to show power, control, like a little bit of like, look
at me.
You
know how you flex up and go,
yeah, like a flex.
I can do this.
Yeah.
I have no power in life.
No.
But this is what
I can
do.
The guy likes the drink
that
way.
This guy is going to end up running some neighborhood homeowners association.
Oh,
that's where these guys always end up.
You know who this is? I bet this is Greg Warren. Posing as Edward.
Well,
have you ever ordered anything with him?
Yeah, of course. And he has very specific demands as well.
I know. His are health
right. Yeah, this guy obviously is not health-based. But
no.
Yeah,
he'd be in prison if I were in charge.
Have you looked him up yet to see what he looks like?
No, I can only imagine.
You're just mad because you'd be behind this guy, but really it's because you're running late to something, and it's your fault, and now you're blaming this guy for ordering the drink he wants.
No, yes, I am blaming him for ordering the drink. It's ridiculous.
No, it's not. No. If your daughter wanted that drink, you would stand there and order it.
Well, no, that's a different topic. She's cute. This guy's a jackass.
But that drink must have been what? $18 at least?
It had to have been. How do you fit all that stuff in the cup?
Five bananas?
Yeah, you couldn't fit five bananas in that cup by themselves.
Well, they blend them.
He must have got half a small coffee, I bet, in there.
I bet the barista's eye roll could be heard.
Yeah.
No, her tweet, and she got fired.
But I mean, I've been behind the guy that does the
I need
the half calf extra hot, if I'm gonna just go down and all on down the list.
You'd make a good Starbucks manager.
Oh, I'm just tired of poor customer service. Especially now. People really want jobs.
Aren't you tired of some powerless, whiny prick?
He's not powerless at all. He got his drink, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he's on TV.
While inconveniencing everyone else.
Oh, Jesus.
I guarantee. I hope this guy starts running your homeowners association.
Oh, we don't have one.
Oh, God.
He'll start one. The next thing you know, you'll have to do all all his ridiculous demands. What do you mean?
The guy should be able to order a drink without being harassed.
Do you have something like an annoying order somewhere?
I don't.
You
no,
don't?
I don't.
No, and it doesn't bother you?
This wouldn't bother. I would kind of go, man, geez, this is ridiculous. But I would not get furious with the guy, and I certainly wouldn't shame him publicly whine about my job. Have you ever gone, hey, how are you today? Oh, three more hours, and I get out. Quit. And I've said that to people before.
Dude, this is.
Why don't you just quit your job if you're so miserable?
This is an old topic. Tom and I, this has both happened independently where. Cashiers have been talking to another cashier. They got you working Saturday? Oh, yeah, I can't believe it. I got to come in here on a Saturday. I mean, complaining about their job.
Mm-hmm. Quit.
I'm just saying, super annoying.
I cannot wait to get out of here.
Yeah, I know,
okay.
Right?
All right, okay. Okay.
Well, that's because
what he's saying is.
That was the joke. I was doing a joke. I was complaining at work. It was going to be a nice little button.
That is a good joke.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.